Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, "The words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ucal, surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy." We live in a world filled with brutality. With television, smartphones, and internet, we have brought brutality in living color on a screen to us with almost total instant access to it at any time. We live with more brutality being seen in movies and the news and in games, internet, all kinds of things. We have lost our imagination and the ability to think. It seems like today people have to see it in full color with graphics, 3D, HD, multi-pixels, etc., or it's no good. I know a millionaire, actually a billionaire, who years ago sketched out a design on a napkin, turned it into a multi-billion dollar industry, scratched on a napkin. I've seen the very sketch on the napkin. Today, if it didn't come off a CAD program with a 3D printer, nobody could envision it. Every day in the news, video games, movies, TV, we see violence, death, destruction, explosions, dismemberment, war, shootings, stabbings, rapes, people hurting. And our lives are filled with the brutality of the sin of this world. May I say something? We live in such a brutal world of words. People don't say please or thank you, ma'am or sir. We used to respect people in business. Now, we're not even supposed to stop somebody if they steal something from a store. It's either kill or be killed. We live in a brutal world. God does not ever use the word brutish in a good way in the Bible. God does not want us to be brutish. We may live in a brutish world, but we don't need to be brutish. Let's see what God means, as he said in Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 2. "Surely I am more brutish than any man and have not the understanding of a man." Number one, what does the word brutish mean? It means to kindle, to heat up, to consume, to set on fire, to waste. It literally means uncaring about anything but self. It's like a bull out in the pasture. He's the biggest, the strongest, and the toughest, and he doesn't care who he pushes around or how hurt they are, as long as he gets what he wants. Brutish people are rough people. They constantly have friction or heat or abrasiveness around them. They always have an opposing view. They seem to only see the negative in everything. They try to get people stirred up around them. Brutish people bull their way through whatever they do. They just push, shove, step on, and don't care how people feel while they do it. Brutish people only want things their way. or it's wrong, dumb, substandard, not necessary. That's what being brutish is all about. Do you live constantly with hurting people? Then you're brutish, according to the scripture. Number two, brutish people hate correction and hate authority. Proverbs 12:1 says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." We won't take time to read Jeremiah 10:8 verses in 14 and 21, and Jeremiah 51:17. But we see that brutish people lack understanding. Brutish people don't like submitting to anybody. They're the ones that give police officers a bad attitude. They're the ones that they know more than their supervisor or their boss. They're the ones that constantly cause problems in the family because it's got to be their way. They're the kind of people that nobody wants to work around because you have to do it their way or no way. Brutish people don't like anybody in control but themselves. Brutish people push their ways and push their ideas. Matter of fact, brutish people, the Bible says, waste money because they abuse all they have. They don't care about breaking tools or destroying somebody else's things. They'll run it into the ground and then complain about how cheap it is. They never try to preserve anything. They just want to go at it full force. Brutish people can't hold on to staff. They can't hold on to workers. Sometimes they can't even hold on to a job because nobody wants to work with them, because they waste people because they have little respect. And they're the kind of people that always blames authority for the problem. That's what Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all these protesters, they're brutish people. Lastly, God calls brutishness foolish. Surely I'm more brutish than any man and have not the understanding of a man. You see, brutish people, according to Psalm 49:10, the brutish perish and leave their wealth to others. Brutish people aren't good with finances. They don't do well financially. They have to have what they want when they want it. And they're always in debt. They want to be in control. They won't even listen to God. Brutish Christians are the ones that struggle tithing. Psalm 92:6 says, "A brutish man knoweth not." Brutish people don't think, they react. They're the kind of people, well, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. You say something nasty, I'm going to say two things nasty and be even nastier with both. They have a difficult time understanding. Can I tell you why? Understanding is a byproduct of obedience. And brutish people don't want to obey. So they're constantly in search for understanding, but they will not obey to get the understanding. They have pride issues. They never want to listen to wise people. They won't take advice. Matter of fact, God says in Psalm 94:8 that brutish people are fools. They refuse to seek that. How do you prevent being brutish? Psalm 18:35 says, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." Gentleness is keeping yourself under control. Gentleness is you telling yourself what to do, not telling others what to do. Gentleness is thinking in advance, not waiting in reaction. Let's have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.